Hello, and welcome to another edition of the CUW Sports Psych Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Schumacher, the mental wellness coach here at CUW's campus. And today we have a very special edition. We have Jeremy Squared. I'm joined by Jeremy Crawford, our Director of Athletic Communications.
Can't wait. This has been the dream. We finally made it. We made it to the podcast.
Since the podcast inception, it's been a topic. When is Jeremy going to be on? So thanks for joining me. What a weird year we've had. What's the world of athletic communications been like in COVID and cancellations and rescheduling, and how have you kept your sanity?
It's just been really crazy, to be honest. We have, I think, 31 sports competing this semester, so just being able to try to keep on top of that with all the changes on the rosters and the schedules and everything, that's just been a lot. And we're doing it shorthanded this year. We don't have the assistant director that's been frozen, and I understand that. But, yeah, it's just made for a more crazy year and not too much sleep. So.
Yeah, so 31 teams all competing in the same semester. Have you, in your background and training, ever heard of anything like that before?
Not like that before, no. And, like, when I came to Concordia, I knew that we had a lot of sports, but it's broken up between the three seasons pretty well. And then, like, we had three people on staff. We had the head guy, we had an assistant director, and we had GA. So we broke it up. And so I think there's times where you had like 10 sports in a season, which could be a lot, but like not to this level. But that's kind of what you get at the D3 level.
So let's talk about how you ended up here. How'd you get into athletic communications? When did that start, and how'd you end up here?
So I took stats in high school for our basketball teams at Granville High School in Michigan.
Cool. Well, shout out, Granville High School.
Well, Granville, go Bulldogs. And one of the assistant coaches there became an assistant coach at Michigan State for the women's basketball program. And I grew up loving Michigan State, so I knew that's where I was going to go to college. And so when I went there, I saw, like, how can I do help with stats? And then they're like, well, we don't do anything with stats, but our athletic communications office does that. And so I was put into contact with them. And so I worked as a student assistant all 4 years at Michigan State, and then became the intern at Michigan State, where I then went to Calvin College and worked as the assistant director for 3 years there at Calvin before coming here to Concordia, which I believe is year three now.
Yeah, goes quick, right?
It does.
So let's talk. Let's talk Big Ten schools. As I'm a Golden Gopher.
You are.
Minnesota is my alma mater. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you were at Michigan State when Kirk Cousins was at Michigan State.
I was, and I actually got to work with Kirk Cousins. He worked a little bit in our office, and where I got to get to know him. And there was a fun night. Jamie Baldwin, our hockey SID at the time, was very key on no one walked home alone. Like, we all get home safely.
Sure.
And so Kirk Cousins said, hey, we can drive you to your dorm. And so, like, all of a sudden, like, the Cousins family van came along, and they were driving, and they were singing worship music. And I was just like, just little freshman Jeremy Crawford. It's literally in a van with the starting quarterback of a Big Ten team.
Very cool.
And, like, he's been great. We talk periodically, and, like, he's a great guy to be around. So.
Well, I think if you're doing your job correctly in athletic communications, Kirk Cousins now on the wish list for the Sports Psych podcast here.
You know, we can we can try to get some strings pulled, but, you know, I don't know how Matt Menville would feel about going straight from the – Falcon Focus to the Sports Psych vlog, but
sure. Vlog. That's all right. Matt Menzel and I, we can cross promote.
I do think you need to have like a day where you just go on the Falcon Focus and then he comes here as well, like just a crossover episode.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. Get big numbers. So very cool. What Calvin to here. When did you kind of think, like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do for my life? Did you know right away when you started interning, or?
I think junior year of college is when I started to really think this is where I would be. So I have a degree in elementary education. So I was doing student teaching and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was helping a kid with math, and he sneezed on me, like sneezed right in my face.
Sure. And as elementary school age children will do.
That and yeah, and I was just like, I know I'm gonna get sick, and I got sick from that. I was like, this is not my path, and like, I always enjoyed everything I did at Michigan State. And I was like, so I think junior year in college was really when it started to like, I think this is what I want to do for my career path.
Yeah. Very cool. Got sneezed on and decided to, you know, this major that I'm spending money on at a Big Ten university, not for me.
Yep.
And 3 years here. So, how'd you kind of, what's been like a standout memory for you? What's been, something that's like, this is a memory I'm going to remember.
A standout memory here, last year's women's soccer team was really just fun to cover. They're a great squad to be around. They went to the NCAA tournament for the first time in years, and they have really great coaches to work with as well. That makes things so much easier to deal with, like, if you have a great relationship with the coaches and then the teams. And so I think that was one of the more standout memories there that was really fun here at Concordia.
Yeah, that first NCAA run, as somebody who got to experience that with the women's volleyball team, is a real blast. Ryan Rindorf, the women's soccer coach, is probably the best pandemic beard that I've seen.
He did. Like, I tried one this spring when no one was seeing me. But, like, there was one day I looked in the mirror, and I actually got scared because I didn't recognize. And it was like, there's just a stranger in the bathroom with me. And it's, and that's when I knew that, okay, this is when I have to shave. But
sure. So this, as a podcast, falls a little short because people can't see us. But you're rocking the sweater vest today. Yep. When did the sweater vest start? For those who don't know, Jeremy's often seen in a sweater vest to the point to tell us apart. Some of our staff refer to him as Sweater Vest Jeremy. It's a name I've really pushed to get the nickname going.
I was going to say, for the listeners here today, there's really only one person who's really pushing Sweater Vest Jeremy, and that would be that Jeremy, because we're both kind of fighting for the territory of the one Jeremy title. And so, like, I think you're really the only one pushing the Sweater Vest Jeremy. But
it's a noticeable trait about
you.
No,
it is.
It's a good nickname.
It is, and and it sticks. But no, high school, back, I think junior or sophomore year of high school, I started wearing Sweater Vest, and it kind of became my calling card. And so there's a lot of things you can do with the Sweater Vest. This tie works perfectly, but there's one tie I have that the bows are really great, but, like, it only goes down, like, 4 or 6 inches. And so, like, you can hide a lot of stuff underneath the Sweater Vest. So.
Sure. Yeah. And this could be rumor. I don't know. I heard you had something like 29 of them.
32.
When are we going to start getting the Falcon emblem on them so we can buy them in our spirit store?
You know, that's a shout out to the football program. They did get Sweater Vest as their coaching staff this year. And so I was given some CUW football Sweater Vest. But, you know, if that's something the Route Volleyball wants to do in the near future, I think you and Nelly would rock the Sweater Vest.
Rock the Sweater Vest. I think we're both too warm. I think it'd be too warm on game day.
It gets warm. I'm not going to lie. There's sometimes it gets warm, but, you know, you just have to unbun the top bun and a little steam out there.
Yeah, we get some good fans in the field house, and even though we crank the AC in the summer, it still gets warm in there. So I rock the Dig Pink, the pink sport coat.
And do you?
I get way too warm. I mean, it's supporting Dig Pink. Otherwise, I would not do that because it's warm. It's toasty. What's your pregame routine? I like to talk pregame routines with our student athletes. What's athletic communications do to get pumped for game day?
You know, last week there was a little stretch there where we literally had 6 straight days of events. And so, like, some days in the morning, you just have to, like, blast some music really loud right before you get out of the car and just get yourself pumped up. But it all depends on what event. It all depends, like, if I have to bring equipment over to hockey or if I have to do something inside or if we're going outside. It all really depends on what we do. But I'm very keen on setting up very early. That's something that I learned at Michigan State is you kind of want to make sure that everything is taken care of before it's too late. And
sure.
and then you're not addressing those issues. But yeah, just a little pump up music. Matt Menzel and I have a post game. If we're in a good mood after, we'll sometimes get Qdoba.
Sure.
But besides that, there's no real set routines. But
what's your pump up song?
Thunderstruck's a really great one. So
sure.
I like Thunderstruck. Hot for Teacher's pretty good. That's a good opening. So
yeah.
That one gets me hype in the morning.
So I'm 32 now. Really bad at technology, I've learned. Once you turn 30, it just kind of all goes away magically. Okay. But I've become aware, I'm now the person in the gym who's like, this music is a little too loud. And I don't recognize very many of the songs on the warm-up CDs anymore. They're not CDs, the warm-up playlists. See, I'm showing my age.
You are showing your age.
Embarrassing.
But I will say the music is way too loud. So, like, I know I'm getting up there as well, but...
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the playlist that these student-athletes are turning in these days?
There's the playlist that get approved, and then there's the playlist that we have to go through and... the songs
veto
that, yeah
veto.
Yeah, the songs that originally try to get through are they're interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, but no, we like them to have fun as well. So like we like one of the students are like, do you know what this means, that this song is? And I was like, if I don't know what it means, we'll kind of let it slide.
Sure.
So but
I mean, that's
I've learned a lot of things, like, from the songs. But
there are probably things from the 70s and 80s that current students are missing on the references.
Yeah, so
it's just part of music, right?
Yeah, it's just part of music. So, but no, it's in like across the sports, there's just such a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have some sports that really like some loud, blaring music, and then there's some teams that really enjoy country music and just a more calming environment. And
sure.
And then there's acrobats and tumbling where it's just like full action all the way through. And
yeah. Wrestling is, they practice the mezzanine, which is right by our office with volleyball. And they're big fans of country this year.
They are.
It was every day. We'd be like, what is this? I'm hearing country music. So I'd have to turn on something else. It's one of my no-goes genres.
But you do have you talking music. You might have the most interesting genre music choice that...
Yes, the volleyball team does not ask me for requests for our warm-up CD, our warm-up playlist. I don't know why. They exclude me. I don't get an option.
Are they not into Finnish music either?
That's just one. I like to think I have an eclectic taste.
You do. And it was an interesting song. I will give you credit.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, a little shout out for the CUW Women's Volleyball vlog. There was an episode where I was asked my warm up song, and I picked a Finnish metal song. It's about going to a bonfire and turning into an eagle, so it's a great song. It's in Finnish, so you have to translate it to know that's what it's about. But it was in the moment, you know.
Yeah.
My warm up song changes with my mood, so it's just
as it should. There's some days where you might need something more, and then there's some days you might just need something calming.
Yeah, I grew up, baseball is my sport growing up, so I did, you know, kind of, I'd get a song stuck in my head. I was a pitcher, so days I had, like, a good upbeat song in my head, I tended to pitch better. So I think it matters. I think a good walk-up song is super important. I was going to guess Katy Perry for a pump-up song.
You can't go wrong with Firework. Like, let's be real. There's a lot of Katy Perry songs that are bop. So,
yeah, I mean, Roar. I was expecting
to hear. That's a great
hear.
One.
Yeah. Jeremy is a big Katy Perry fan.
Love Katy Perry. So yeah, there's so many great Katy Perry songs that you can go with, and like I think that's one of the things like with the Acro team event where like so in their last event of the meet. They all are competing, like, one, and they have the music blaring. And there's some Katy Perry in there. I was like, oh, solid choice. And it was just like, yeah, I'm getting hyped, too. Like, not only are they doing great things on the mat, but they're also playing great music. And I was like, okay, let's do this.
So whenever you get that assistant, you're keeping acro just so you can get hyped with the Katy Perry songs.
You know, there's worse things in life.
Now I'm distracted. Off topic.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind?
Not that I do a lot of prep for this episode. So you talked about Matt Menzel a bit. Has he had you on the Falcon Focus?
I think I was actually on the first one. We always look for guests within like the programs first, but we kind of wanted to do a dry run with people within our office where we could feel comfortable with it.
Sure.
And like figure out like, okay, we're socially distant. Like, how can we do this? Where can we do it? And then it's kind of a let's get fans up to date episode as well. So like, we kind of break into me, but like we also kind of were like, this is what we're like the hopes for the fall. Like these are what we're planning. These are what we're doing to keep student athletes safe. So I've been a guest on there. I've actually been on there twice. I think when we did it the first time around 2 years ago,
the original
in the cafeteria where you got to see all the students eating and there was weird eye contact with people eating.
What a time, you know, looking at it from a pandemic perspective.
Yes.
That was wild. We were in the caf.
Yep. It was something.
Yeah. So you were first guest on the rebranded Falcon Focus.
Yes. So.
Well, then I can't give Matt a hard time for not having you on before I did. Oh, I'm bummed. But yeah, I think we got to get that cross promotion going.
Yeah.
I was also on the original Falcon Focus.
You were?
Back in the day.
Back in the calf days.
Yeah. And Matt talked to me about my beard. So we've really come full circle,
I feel like, in
this conversation. So what's next? What's coming up this week? I know tonight is free because I planned a mental health event for our captains. That's happening tonight. So it's one of the few rare calendar days that we're open. And then I think esports has something going on today. But I know we're pretty booked.
We are pretty booked. This is one of the nights that I am actually, after this, I'm going to shovel a path out to our lacrosse press box to make sure that everything's working and that we can get up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm going home because I have not had an evening to just chill in a long time. So, but heading up, we have men's volleyball tomorrow at home, and then we have hockey's at home this weekend. They have home and home games with Loris. ACHA is home in a way with Marion, and women's basketball is home as well.
So playoffs are coming up.
Playoffs are coming back.
Basketball.
Basketball,
hockey,
they're all four of those teams are doing really good, so they should be in a spot where they can compete for a conference title. So, yeah, it's just we wait and see what comes up ahead with the scheduling for the NAC tournaments and the NCHA tournaments, but all of the CUW teams are sitting pretty good, so.
Yeah, exciting time.
Yeah.
We're all excited to have sports back, that's for sure.
We are.
All right, so what's little peek behind the curtain. What's the night off? What's the relaxation, the stress relief for Jeremy Crawford?
Well, it is more of a you need to get your apartment really cleaned up kind of night. It's been neglected for a few weeks now because with not coming home till about 10 or 11 o'clock, you might make a dish of something, but then you just have the dish. So the dishes are in the sink. There's clothes that need to be washed.
Sure.
There's a bed that needs to be laid in.
Yeah.
There's some programs that need to be watched. I haven't watched my Expedition Bigfoot in a few weeks, so I need to get caught up on that. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be just a watch TV kind of day. So.
Very cool. Expedition Bigfoot. I hope they find him.
I do as well. Like, plan A was become a teacher. Plan B was SID. C, meteorologist, and D, if that all just goes all haywire, I'll just go into the woods and search for Bigfoot. I'm thinking maybe Utah, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so now you know all the game plans, A, B, C, and D, so...
Yeah, in case, you know, sports comes crashing down.
Yeah. Well,
sports has proven surprisingly resilient, I think, all things considered, and so it's working out good.
Yeah.
Keep rocking and rolling here in the athletic communications department, doing awesome for us. I have a new respect for you and Matt. Doing the podcast, I've learned interviewing athletes isn't as easy as everyone thinks.
No, and like I think you've actually really grown in this as well. Like, I'm a frequent listener, and so I think
I think you've
really become more comfortable in this.
I've not listened to any of them. I hate my recorded voice.
Well, we all do. So like this might be like the first one where I might not listen,
sure.
But you said that, like, I'll promote. I don't know which one I'm going to go first, but if, we do Mine Before Kendall's, you'll really want to listen to Kendall Applebaum's interview that you did earlier.
Right.
So, but yeah.
Letting all my secrets out, recording back to back, so I have some time in between.
You know, I can leak anything. Like, if anyone really wants some true inside information on CUW Athletics, if you have a $20 bill, just come over to the Athletic Communications office, and I can give you all the details on all how these are made and all the secrets, who the guests are lined up to be,
yep.
And all kinds of stuff. We can just take you down from the inside.
A true master of ceremonies.
Yep.
Well, very cool. Jeremy, thanks for joining me. I'm glad we finally got to cross this off the bucket list. I've added someone to replace your position already. I mean, Kirk Cousins. We're the preferred business of program of the Packers, I think. So
yeah,
I keep waiting to get a Packer on here too. So I got some lofty goals, but this has been the top of the list for a while. So I'm glad we got to knock it out finally.
I am as well. This was fun. Anything, do you want me to like interview you now? Like, the interviewee becomes the interviewer.
We're at the 21-minute mark. I don't know.
It's been 21 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
It flies when you're having fun.
It really did fly by, so.
Yeah, maybe a follow-up episode we'll do. Jeremy Squared again. It'll just be a recurring thing we need to do every year.
Jeremy Squared behind the vest.
I would need to get a sweater vest for that. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
This has been a blast. And for everybody listening, in addition to Jeremy out there, I appreciate it. And we will have another new episode next week.